bought an entire business with $20. Putting in the chat, maybe $40. $20 in Claude, $20 in ChatGPT. You can build an entire business. But the future of AI is you don't need to come for money. You don't need a four-year college degree. Don't need to get to Harvard to build a great business. You need $40, maybe $60. Yeah. And that's a great tool. Learn how to use them and leverage them to build an entire business.
And I kind of want to go a little bit different of a direction now, kind of the opposite. Are there any... Are there any challenges with using AI, as helpful as AI tools are there any challenges with using them specific to you now as a deaf person? If you would, you know, if you could tell AI developers in the future on how to make these AI tools more accessible or more easy to use, does that, do you know what I mean? Or is it, have you kind of cracked the code as far as using the tools goes?
One, and it's funny, it's probably the least suspected of it all, but my video editors back in the day used to fire me. So you know that you edit your own video, when you put the subtitles in, it, for you it's probably 90% accurate, maybe 98. For me, because of my accent, and it probably 50% accurate, because you can understand me as I've come to learn my own language. Because I'm forceful enough, I'm speaking loud enough, that you probably understand the shape of what I'm saying. But when AI tries to caption me, it takes my video editor hours to fix all the captions. So, video marketing for me, I'm not ashamed to go on video, but it takes me personally a long time to edit my own caption and take my video edit a long time. So I kind of put that on the shelf. I don't know what the solution to that is. Maybe there's a way to set up prompts where they ask you specific questions so they can train their AI how you speak. Mm-hmm. I don't know how much. The whole point of AI is not to customize things, but to scale. Right. So what I'm asking for is a way to customize it. I don't know if there's a solution for that, but I would love to train my own AI, the sound of my voice and how I sound when I say certain things, so I can capture my own video and jump into video marketing. I love video. I love jumping on video. But the captioning, you're going to find out if you cut these up and you're going to run the transcript. It's not going to be, you're not going to understand what I said. So that would be my one.
Interesting. That would be amazing. And the, I think as fast as AI is moving, the voice side of things is obviously right up there with it. But I think it's maybe one of the more difficult aspects of the technology right now. So you're right. The solution is, I don't know exactly what it is, but it's got to be just training and the inclusion of these different voice types into these models and things like that, whether it needs to be done on a one-off basis, if they can provide a tool to you to train on your voice. I think obviously the ideal solution is to have these models reach a point where they're proficient enough in almost any voice, whether it's a whisper or whatever it is. So I think that's going to happen one day, but I can totally see,
well, I can totally see that being the challenge. People, if you think about it, if you're from Russia and you speak English in a Russian accent, you're going to run into the same problems as I do. If you're from, you know, so AI is just very good at detecting Western, well-spoken Western English. And if you have a heavy accent from another country speaking English, you're going to run into a lot of problems.
Absolutely. In your opinion, what are the biggest misconceptions right now that people have about AI and marketing? I don't know if it's the biggest hype that hasn't been realized yet, or if it's, you know, what do you think people are getting wrong about AI and marketing?
No, let me say that my business took a small revenue hit, maybe this past summer, two months ago, because everybody just scrambled to AI. No, they fired the writers. They, hey, we have these wonderful tools. We don't need to spend X amount of money for this type of output. Now we can just have AI create these output. And I'll stand by it. What's happening now? They're coming back. I have a couple of clients who came back. And, hey, bro, not how it feels, but we really thought we didn't need you anymore. Fair enough.
Yep.
So, yes, AI can write 100 pieces of content for you in a matter of minutes, an hour, right? But never forget, garbage in and garbage out. You have to know marketing. I don't want to say younger generation, that's the wrong term. You could be any age, but you're jumping into marketing right now. You're probably going to be the most fundamentally unsound. You're not going to know what good marketing looks, feels, and performs like because you came into the market as a marketer in the AI revolution, and you're going to trust AI to deliver the revenue tool. You must go back to the old guy. Go backwards a little bit. I'm not saying you need to give up AI. I'm saying spend some time studying, persuasion, psychology, copywriting, learn from the great, apply it to the AI revolution, and then you'll be ahead of the game. Right now, everybody is on even playing field because AI is doing the work. If you want to get an unfair advantage, kind of have to go backwards and learn what good marketing is. You don't need to spend years. Just give yourself a couple of weeks, a month to learn what really good marketing is and feed AI better so AI can perform better for you.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. The conception that AI is going to be able to just do everything perfect at the level of an expert right away is just not the reality. And so I very much have been approaching my copywriting that way too. I have to go back and actually learn how to write before I start cranking out all these blog posts on my website with AI. And so couldn't agree more. When you start, and this could be 20 years in the future, it could be super sci-fi, but what excites you the most about the future of AI? And it doesn't even have to be marketing related if you don't want to, but what are you most excited about for the next few years?
Disability related, so don't take what I'm about to say as that. You could AI levels the playing field like no other ever.
Yep,
you could start an entire business with $20, put it into chat, maybe $40, $20 in Claude, $20 in ChatGPT. You can build an entire business, the landing page, it can train you, it can teach you, it can educate you, it can do so, $40 a month. So you can be from Southeast Asia, you could be from Chicago, you could be from UK. It doesn't matter because the tools are so exciting and powerful. So the future of AI is you don't need to come for money. Don't need a 4-year college degree. Don't need to get to Harvard to build a great business. You need $40, maybe $60. And that's a great tool. Learn how to use them and leverage them to build an entire business. Anything you want, a SaaS product. It can be a service-based business. It can be B2B. It doesn't matter where on the planet you're from. If you know how to prompt it correctly, if you know how to leverage these tools, you can be the next Rockefeller if you wanted to. AI is the new oil. In the day, the only wealthy people were the people who could control the resources. That's oil. And you had to be wealthy to do that. We could create our own oil. Just using a few simple tools, some knowledge, and some hustle, and you'll be all right.
Yeah, you're so right. It's a true democratization of opportunity, I think. And it's just, it's fascinating. It blows my mind every day. Okay, last question for you here. If our listeners could take just one thing away from our conversation today about content marketing, AI, accessibility, what would you want that to be? What's your one message that you want my listeners to walk away with today?
It had nothing to do with you. It's all about the person in front of you. Start studying and understanding the person in front of you. The more you do that, the more you're able to write better, sell better, market better. The more you're able to ask for more dates, the more you're able to date above your level, the more you forget about yourself and start focusing on the psychology of the person in front of you, everything improves in your life. I know it sounds cheesy, but it's true. You understand basic human psychology and apply it to sales, marketing, dating, education, whatever. You can go a long way. I think the problem is people are so self-centered and they think me first instead of the person in front of them and trying to see how they behave, why they behave the way they behave. Once you understand those patterns, you could be quite powerful.
I love that. I love that. Okay. Awesome, Doug. And then if my listeners want to find you or connect with you, what's the best way to do that? Are you on LinkedIn? Or are you on X? Where are you at?
LinkedIn, so go to Doug Austin. If you follow my content, subscribe to my newsletter. I love writing my newsletter. I talk a lot like this on my newsletter, so I love having my newsletter subscribers. So come find me on LinkedIn. Click subscribe to my newsletter and join me. I'm learning as I go, applying old knowledge to new knowledge and just sharing what I've learned.
Awesome. Couldn't recommend Doug's stuff enough, you guys. Definitely check it out. Doug, thank you so much for bringing the boom on our show today. Your insights on targeted content strategy, the role of AI in marketing, how your unique perspective as a deaf marketer shapes your approach have been just so incredibly valuable and fascinating. Thank you so much. Again, to our listeners, if you want to connect with Doug, you can find him on LinkedIn. You can sign up for his newsletter. I would highly recommend it. He is full of this no fluff, no BS content marketing wisdom. I always look forward to his posts on LinkedIn. So we will include links to all of his platforms in the show notes. Until then, make sure to remember Doug's wisdom. Your content isn't designed to go viral. It's designed to connect you with the exact decision makers you want to work with. Doug, thank you so much again for being here today.
Thank you. Thank you, brother.